Section 2, The Confederate States of America and the War. As you read, look for the government formed by the Southern states, the leaders of the Confederate government, the early days of the Civil War, terms, inaugurate, procession, Unionist, surrender. On February 4, 1861, representatives from 7 Southern states met at the Capitol in Montgomery. Texas, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, and South Carolina sent delegates. Their goal was to set up a government for the Southern states. The new nation was called the Confederate States of America, the Confederacy. Montgomery was chosen as its capital. Because the meeting to set up the Confederacy was held there, Montgomery is called the cradle of the Confederacy. Delegates wrote a constitution for the Confederacy that was much like the U.S. Constitution. Then they chose Jefferson Davis to be their president. He was a cotton planter and former U.S. Senator from Mississippi. Alexander Stephens of Georgia became vice president. In the spring of 1861, Virginia, Arkansas, North Carolina, and Tennessee left the Union and joined the new nation. The Confederate Congress then voted to move the capital to Richmond, Virginia. Jefferson Davis inaugurated in Montgomery. Hundreds of people waited for Jefferson Davis at the train station on February 16, 1861. Davis then went to Montgomery's Exchange Hotel. The new president of the Confederacy stepped out on a balcony that overlooked the street. William Lowndes Yancey introduced Davis to the crowd below. Yancey said, "The man and the hour have met." Davis was inaugurated, sworn in, as President of the Confederate States of America on February 18, 1861. On that morning, people lined Market Street, Dexter Avenue, between the Exchange Hotel and the Capitol. The procession, parade, began at the hotel. Davis and Alexander Stephens rode in a carriage pulled by 6 gray horses. Military groups in dress uniforms and government leaders marched up the wide avenue to the Capitol. When they reached the Capitol, Davis stood on its front porch. With his hand resting on a Bible, he took the oath of office as President of the Confederate States of America. A brass star now marks the spot where he stood. The Bible he used is kept in the Alabama Department of Archives and History in Montgomery. It has been used in the inauguration of every Alabama governor since 1861. The Free State of Winston. Earlier you read that some Alabamians did not want to secede. People who wanted to stay in the United States were known as Unionists. In the spring of 1862, a group of Unionists met in Winston County. This group decided that if a state could secede from the United States, then a county could secede from Alabama. They wrote a paper telling how they felt. Quote, "We do not desire to see our neighbors in the South suffer wrong, and therefore we are not going to take up arms against them. But on the other hand, we are not going to shoot at the flag of our fathers. Therefore, we ask the Confederacy on the one hand and the Union on the other to leave us alone, that we may work out our own political and financial destiny in these hills and mountains." End quote. A man in the group, known as Uncle Dick Payne, said, Oh, Winston secedes, the Free State of Winston. The county is still called the Free State of Winston. The Civil War begins, blue versus gray. The war between the states, or the Civil War, began on April 12, 1861. The Union still controlled Fort Sumter, which guarded the harbor of Charleston, South Carolina. Confederate General P. Pierre G. T. Beauregard, ask Fort Sumter to surrender, give up. When the fort's commander refused, Beauregard began shelling the fort. The Union commander surrendered on April 13th. News of the fall of Fort Sumter spread throughout the South. Many men wanted to join the Confederate Army. Soon, there were not enough guns or uniforms. The South began training its soldiers and collecting the supplies needed for war. Throughout the Civil War, the South had problems getting enough supplies. But the Confederate troops did have one important thing on their side. Most of the war was fought in the South. That meant supplies were close to the action and the land was familiar to troops. But it also meant that many Southern towns and cities were destroyed. Families in the South suffered many hardships because they were in the middle of a war. Alabama servicemen. Between 90,000 and 100,000 Alabama men fought for the Confederacy in the Civil War. Historians believe that between 25,000 and 70,000 of these men died. Exact numbers are unknown because many records were lost. Provisional Governor Lewis Parsons claimed that 34,000 men were killed or died of wounds. Governor Robert Patton claimed the casualties were 40,000. About 80,000 Alabama widows applied for state assistance. Perhaps many men died that were not in the Army. Sometimes a slave went to battle with his master. A soldier from Tuscaloosa told about Jim Bobbitt, the slave who went with him. He said, quote, "Jim was faithful to me and to the Confederacy. It is very probable that I would not have passed through it all had it not been for his services in several critical sicknesses." End quote. Rich young men took servants, uniforms, and horses into war. Those who were poor brought nothing but themselves. The Confederate Army had few supplies and rarely had much to give the soldiers. Many suffered from the cold and died of pneumonia and other illnesses. William W. Spears was an Alabama yeoman farmer soldier who wrote home during the war. In June 1862, he wrote of his hopes that France would enter the war. "It is in the papers that France is a-going to recognize the independence of the Confederacy in July. They declared this to England." He also wrote about the problems they faced. "Apparently we don't get half enough to eat. We fast one-third of our time." Spears wrote of his worries about his future. "So I want us to live for God, and if we never meet again on earth, I want us to meet in heaven when warring is no more." Soldiers from Alabama fought in most major battles of the war. These included the battles of Bull Run, Gettysburg, Chickamauga, and Nashville. A Confederate soldier at Gettysburg wrote, "We will have to fight here, and when it comes, it will be the biggest on record." The Gettysburg Address. 87 years ago, our fathers. Gettysburg is a town in southern Pennsylvania. It is also the site of one of the most famous battles in the history of our country. In July 1863, General Robert E. Lee led his Confederate troops against General George Meade with the Union Army. The Battle of Gettysburg was fierce, with about 6,000 men killed. After fighting for 3 days, the Confederate Army retreated. On November 19, 1863, President Abraham Lincoln came to Gettysburg. He dedicated part of the battlefield as a national cemetery. He gave a speech that was only 10 sentences long, but it was very powerful. It is still remembered today. Lincoln said that the Union soldiers fought to keep the democracy together. His words were, quote, "These dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom," end quote. The Gettysburg Address is engraved on the wall of the Lincoln Memorial Building in Washington, D.C. The battlefield is a national park and cemetery. This war is said to have put brother against brother. Members of a family might disagree about which side, north or south, was right. Sometimes fathers and sons or brothers and sisters had different points of view. These problems were especially common in the border states. J.J. Crittenden, a U.S. senator from Kentucky, had a split family. He had one son who was a Union general and another who was a Confederate general. About 3,000 white Alabamians and 10,000 black Alabamians fought in the Union Army. Many Alabamians did not think the state should secede. Some of these Unionists joined the Union Army. Many slaves, as soon as they could, joined the Union Army too. Slaves traveled with the Confederate Army and were used to build bridges and barricades. Think it through. 1. Who were the Unionists? 2. Name the battle that started the Civil War. 3. Tell about the difference between rich soldiers and poor soldiers. 4. What is the Gettysburg Address?